Science, learning, business, community. You. Welcome to ThinkWorks, the podcast for people who like to think, because thinking is the hardest work there is. Come with us on a journey into the world of ideas with your host, Darren Smithson.
Hello and welcome to ThinkWorks, the place where we do all the heavy lifting when it comes to thinking. And this week, I've entitled this episode, You Don't Need More Information, You Need More Meaning. Because it's a phrase I've used before. We live in a world drowning in information but starving for meaning. So just think about that for a moment. We have access to more information now than almost any humans who have ever lived. We've got news, we've got books, we've got podcasts, we've got videos, we've got courses, we've got social media, unfortunately, research papers, we've got experts, and now, of course, artificial intelligence capable of answering questions and generating information almost instantly. But if information alone made us wiser, we should be the wisest generation in human history. And it's clear that we're not. We're nowhere near the wisest. We are basically, I actually think the opposite is happening. We're consuming so much information that we're losing the ability to work out what actually matters. So today I want to explore a counterintuitive idea. And that is, maybe we don't need more information. What we actually need is more meaning. Because we've solved the wrong problem. For most of human history, information was scarce. If you wanted to understand something, you needed to access somebody who knew about it. Or perhaps a book, a library, a university, a newspaper. Knowledge had physical and geographical limitations. Today, those barriers have largely collapsed, if you're, you know, particularly if you're in the affluent areas of the world. You can take your phone out of your pocket and access an astonishing proportion of recorded human knowledge within seconds. Now, that's extraordinary, but here's the thing about systems. When you remove one bottleneck, another one often appears somewhere else. And that's exactly what has happened with information. The old bottleneck was access. How do I find enough information? The new bottleneck is processing. How do I make sense of everything I've found? And that's a completely different problem. And we haven't adapted particularly well to it, because more information doesn't always create more clarity. We tend to assume that if we're confused about something, we need more information. And yeah, okay, sometimes we do. But think about how often the following happens. You're considering buying something. You read 5 reviews. You're still unsure, so you read another 10. Then you watch 3 YouTube videos. Then find a Reddit discussion. Then another comparison site. And somehow, half a day later, you're now less certain than you were when you started. Or perhaps you're trying to make a business decision. You gather the figures. You read the reports. You ask colleagues. You look at forecasts. You even research competitors. And then someone sends you another report and another. And eventually you've got 17 tabs open, 3 spreadsheets, and absolutely no idea what you're going to do. More information, therefore, hasn't solved the problem. It's actually become part of the problem. Because there's a point where additional information produces diminishing returns. Eventually, we have to think. We have to learn how to think this thing called information through. It's basically this whole idea of the illusion of productivity, and I'm as guilty of this as anyone else, and this has become slightly uncomfortable because, as I say, a lot of you are going to start to think, oh, yeah, he's got a point, trust me, because consuming information actually feels productive. I love learning. As I say, I'm as guilty of it as anyone else. I love learning. Give me an interesting subject and I can disappear down a rabbit hole very quickly and quite happily. I'll read another article, watch another documentary, I'll listen to another podcast, I'll buy another book. I love books and I love I just love books. So if I've got an excuse to buy one, I will take that excuse. I'll ask another question, and all of that can be genuinely useful. But learning as a clever disguise it sometimes wears, and the disguise is called procrastination. Research can become a way of avoiding the moment when we have to make a decision, because while we're researching, we're safe. We haven't committed ourselves. We haven't risked being wrong. We haven't had to act. So we tell ourselves, I'll just find out a little more. And sometimes that's, you know, that might be exactly what we need to do. But sometimes we already know enough. We're simply reluctant to move from knowing to doing. And I think it helps to distinguish between three things: information, knowledge, and meaning. Information tells you something. Knowledge helps you understand it. Meaning helps you decide what to do with it. Now, let's imagine you discover that customer complaints in your organization were increased by 20%, as an example. That's information. You investigate and discover most complaints relate to slow response times. Now you're starting to develop knowledge. But the important question comes next. What does it all mean? Does it mean that you need more staff, better systems, different processes, better training, fewer unnecessary approval stages? That's a big one, by the way. I would recommend all of you look at approval stages in any process that you set up. It could mean something wider. Perhaps customer expectations have changed, or you're measuring the wrong thing. Meaning comes from connecting information to context, and that's why collecting more data isn't enough. Eventually somebody, and that means usually you, has to interpret it. And there's another element here that I think we underestimate, and that's the idea of attention. It's part of the problem in itself. Every piece of information we consume requires something from us, even if it's only a few seconds. It could be a notification, a headline, an email, a video, a post, a message, a breaking news alert. Our attention constantly shifts from one thing to another. And when everything demands attention, we lose the ability to decide what actually deserves it. That's important, because not everything that reaches you is important. Not everything interesting is useful. Not everything urgent actually matters. And not everything everybody else is talking about deserves space inside your head. Sometimes the smartest information management decision you can make is ignore it. That's not ignorance, it's filtering. And filtering has become an essential thinking skill. And it's one that very few people are now engaging in. So let me give you a simple tool. I call it the meaning filter. So the next time you encounter a piece of information that catches your attention, don't immediately move to the next thing. Ask yourself five questions. Question one, what does this actually mean? Can I explain the significance rather than simply repeat the information? Question two, does this connect with something else I already know? Knowledge becomes more useful when we connect ideas rather than just store them separately. Question three, is this important or merely interesting? Because that's a surprisingly powerful distinction. I encounter fascinating information every day, but most of it changes absolutely nothing. Question four, what can I safely ignore? You are allowed to decide something doesn't deserve further attention. This is really important. It's just when we all do it. Someone sends us a report and we or an email with some information, and we automatically think, well, if they've taken the time out to send me this, then I need to react to it. But the reality is, no, you don't. We need to learn what is action material and what is ignorable material, if such a word exists. Question five. What am I going to do differently because I know this? Perhaps you'll change something. Perhaps you'll investigate further. Perhaps you'll make a decision. Perhaps you'll just decide to simply remember it or store it somewhere else. And sometimes the answer will be to do nothing. that's okay too. The important thing is that you've consciously processed the information rather than simply consumed it. You've got to stop collecting and start connecting. That's a bigger idea underneath all of this. We tend to treat knowledge as though we're filling a warehouse. We get more books, more facts, more courses, more qualifications, more bookmarks. I've got millions of bookmarks, more saved posts, more information stored somewhere for future use. But thinking doesn't happen because the warehouse is full. Thinking happens when we start connecting the items in the warehouse. This idea relates to that idea. That experience changes how I understand this problem. Something I learned 5 years ago can suddenly become relevant today. Two apparently unrelated subjects reveal the same underlying pattern. And this is where interesting thinking happens, because it's not simply through accumulation of things or thinks or thoughts. It's through the connection of those thinks and those thoughts. Because connection requires space, and if we're constantly filling every available moment with new input, when does that connecting space actually happen? And then on top of all that, AI, artificial intelligence, is going to make this distinction even more important. AI can already generate enormous quantities of information. It can summarize, compare, explain, brainstorm, analyze. And those capabilities will continue improving. All that means that information itself becomes increasingly abundant. But abundance changes value. It's economics 101. If everybody can access information instantly, then simply possessing information becomes less distinctive. And in other words, the valuable skill is not in information gathering. It's a set of skills that move elsewhere, into knowing what questions to ask, recognizing what actually matters, evaluating competing claims, connecting those ideas, understanding the context, and then making judgments and deciding what to do. In other words, the more information our technology can generate, the more valuable human sense making becomes. And it, you know, we've got to stop raging against the machine. AI is here. It's developing at a rate that is just going through the roof. Every time we look at it, it's just gone another 5,000 miles above our heads. But we shouldn't be afraid of it. What we need to do is to learn how to use it more effectively to get the kind of information that we can use and develop our skills effectively to then use that information properly. You can even ask the AI the question, what does this connect to that's already in my library? They will go and find that information for you. You get that information, then you can actually look at it to make a decision. Do you need to act on it? Do you need to park it? Do you need to find out a little bit more information before making any decision at all? But without the tool there, and understanding how to use the tool, and understanding how and why it's important to develop other skills, human skills, without all that, then you're just going to keep drowning in information. It's just going to keep piling it on. So I guess it comes back to the one simple thing that you need to do. And that is give your brain room to think. It's something I want you to try then. So this week, stop consuming. Not forever. I'm not suggesting you throw your phone into the sea and move into a cave, although I do understand the appeal of that. You just need to create a little space. Take something you've learned recently, an idea, an article, a conversation, a book, something from this podcast perhaps. And instead of immediately moving on, sit with it. Ask, what does it mean? What does it connect to? Does it change anything? What matters here? And what am I going to do with it? You might be surprised about what happens, because sometimes the insight you're looking for isn't hiding inside the next piece of information. It's already sitting somewhere inside your head, waiting for there to be enough space and enough quiet in your head to connect something with something else. So in closing, I think or I want to say is we live in an extraordinary age, and information is indeed absolutely everywhere, and that is a gift, but we should learn how to use it. We should read widely, stay curious, learn constantly, explore ideas, question assumptions. Questioning is, I mean, it's the whole point of why I started ThinkWorks as a project anyway. It's just, we got to keep asking questions to find out what, why, how, and what else does it connect to. So don't, within that, however, ever confuse consuming information with understanding the world. The challenge of the information age isn't simply finding more information, it's developing the judgment to know what matters, the wisdom to understand what it means, and the courage then to act on it. So perhaps this week, don't ask what else do I need to know, ask instead, what does what I already know mean? Stop collecting for a moment and start connecting, because we aren't starved for information, we're starving for meaning. Now, as always, there'll be a corresponding post for this episode in the ThinkWorks community. So if you go to diaryinform.com/community, you'll see there are doors there for the ThinkWorks and for the book. And if you go to ThinkWorks recent door, you'll see that there's a post pinned to the top of that chat room when you get there, which is connected to this episode. So come and join, ask questions. Give your own appreciations of how the information age is affecting things and what your suggestions are for maybe improving that. Anything, I'll engage with you and we'll take it forward as a wider discussion. But in the meantime, and I come back to this all the time, it is a crazy world out there. We need to keep asking questions and getting answers. But once we get those answers, I guess this is the next layer, we need to then find the meaning, find the connections, take action. All right, everyone, take care. I'll see you next week. And in the meantime, just don't start asking questions. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to ThinkWorks. Don't forget you can join in the conversation by visiting darinform.com/community and finding the corresponding post for this episode. You've been listening to ThinkWorks, the podcast for thinkers.